You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actors Misty Lee and Antonio Raul Corbo. With its premiere at the Animationist Film Festival last weekend, the new feature Pupel of Chimneytown has already struck a chord with audiences. Chimneytown tells the story of Lubici, a young boy who befriends a man made of garbage that emerges from the mist. Despite the oppressive voices who attempt to keep him silent, Lubici dreams about seeing the stars that lie above the smoke-covered skies. In this one-on-one, we speak to stars Antonio Raul Corbo and Misty Lee about rediscovering wonder, what motivates their characters, and what it means to look up. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Great. Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Really good. Thank you.
It's great to chat with you both. I really appreciate the chance. This movie is beautiful. I absolutely adored it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a really, truly wonderful piece. It was one of those ones that caught me completely off guard. Like I thought, okay, well, animated film, sure, let's watch it. But no, I was genuinely moved. I thought it was just very, very lovely. I was wondering for you both, what was it that drew you to this particular story?
Misty, do you want to go first?
Sure, I can.
Great.
So I am the daughter of a very broken family. And we all love each other very much, but there are elements of broken that we all kind of bring to the table that we've all sort of had to deal with and overcome together as a unit. And this story about a family that is continually shattered because someone believes that the world can be a better place. And what happens around that theme. And as a family, what are they going to do about it? And when you love somebody and you feel like, I mean, we've all loved somebody who feels like they're going off the deep end, and you have to make that choice as to whether you're going to let them go because something greater might happen, or you're going to protect them from getting hurt. And there's a fear and a vulnerability that comes with loving, really loving somebody. And I think that is a theme that truly permeates from, and Antonio was talking earlier about Lubici making a friend for the first time, like a real honest to goodness friend. There's vulnerability and risk in that. And I think at the end of the day, the thing that really drew me to this story is the theme that there's vulnerability and risk, but if you take it, something so beautiful can come of it. And why would you not take that chance? Right?
Yeah.
All right, kiddo, your turn.
Ooh, I don't know how I'm going to be able to compete with that. Oh, wow, you did really good. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, I think just going off that, the story is just amazing. I was really drawn to, especially the original movie when I first watched it. My mom was like, hey, they sent you the link, you should watch it. And I was staying up. I was probably, like, I finished at 1 a.m. And I was like, oh my gosh, this movie's awesome. And I was crying all night. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this movie so much. I'm so happy I get to be a part of it. And just the connection between Pupel and Lubici and just how close they are, even though they're, at least on the surface, so different. You know, he's just a little kid and he's a garbage man that everyone thinks is a monster. It's so different.
Yeah, it's really, it works. There are so many different themes and ideas that sort of woven together in this particular story. Mm. And Antonio, you know, speaking about Lubici, by the way, love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's a privilege to speak to you, actually.
Thank you.
And Misty, I love The Last of Us, so.
Oh, you were The Last of Us. I didn't know that.
But Antonio, I was wondering, what is it about Lubici that really you connected with?
Well, he has a single mom, as Misty was saying, and my mom's single too. And then just, he has a dream and he's not going to let anybody stop him to do it. I mean, like, he has a dream. He wants to show people the stars. I have a dream. I want to show people that I can act and I can be a good actor and I can last. And so I think I really connect with him. We're both kind of shy. We both like work more than we do like our home life. We make that more important than pretty much everything else. And I really just appreciate Lubici as a person just going out of his way to also pretty much like drive home what his father was trying to do before he unfortunately passed.
Absolutely. And Misty, one of the things I thought was so interesting about Lola, I mean, she's a fascinating character, but she's experienced a lot of great losses. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what it is that you think motivates her.
I think that having experienced tremendous loss, you can't experience tremendous loss without loving tremendously first. And I think that the hope for her is what keeps her going. The hope that Lubici can be something beautiful as a result of her union with Bruno and with everything that they experienced as a family. And if she can pass on this heartful, wonderful, artistic vision to this kid, that maybe something good will come of it. And she's also just kind of trying to get by. But Lubici is such a special shining star, if you'll excuse the pun. And I think that she knows that. And she's surrounded by people with whom she has a genuine and authentic relationship. So she doesn't have her head in the clouds. She knows exactly what's going on around her. And she has found a place of peace and hope in all of that. And I think that there is a very quiet strength and a very important emotional lesson there. And she is another shining example of take that risk, because you just never know.
Yeah, I love this idea where you keep talking about authentic relationships. I think that's so true. And to you both, you know, friendship, of course, the friendship between Lubici and Pupel is so genuine and honest. What is it that you think defines that authentic relationship?
I think, like I was saying, that they both come from different places. I mean, Lubici's like the shy kid that doesn't want to have any friends. He just wants to work and show people that the stars are real, but he's scared to, and people want him, but like he's more focused on that. Whereas Pupel wants friends and wants to be involved with people, but no one wants him. So it's like this opposite thing, but they connect.
Misty, back to you on this. Did I read your bio that you are a magician as well?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've been a magician for a long time, longer than I've been voice acting, actually.
Really? That's so interesting. And actually, yeah. When I saw that, I thought, man, that connects with this particular story in so many ways. And this idea, the people willingness, because people go to watch magic, they want to experience wonder and belief. But as we get older, a lot of people, I think, are willing to let that go. I was wondering why you think that's the case.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And I think that some people go to magic shows to bust the magician. Some people go for not so altruistic reasons. They attend magic shows. And I think that when the wonder starts to disappear from our lives, so does our childhood, and so does our sense of playfulness, and so does our curiosity and our ability to learn and grow. And I think that we get skeptical as we get older because we've been disappointed so many times. You know, the saying is that grown-ups like mercy, children like justice. You know, kids want to see a bad guy get his, right? Whereas grown-ups kind of sometimes want to see a bad guy come around and maybe not so beautiful. Well, I'm very much a little kid that way. I want the bad guy to get his, and I wish all these bad people exactly what they deserve, right? And so it has been a choice in my life. And we've all been disappointed and we've all been let down a ton. We've all had our hearts broken and stomped on, no matter how old or young you are. But the ability to stand back up and to find something worth it and to say, hey, you know what? I still think there's pretty things out there that are worth chasing. And I still think there's beautiful experiences and people I haven't met yet who are awesome. So I'm not going to give up on anything yet. That's where I think it is.
I love that. I love that.
But it's a choice, because I could be a curmudgeonly old broad and have never met Antonio. And wouldn't it have been my loss?
Absolutely.
So case in point.
Well, with that having been said, I mean, to you both, one thing that keeps coming up in the film is look up, look up. Mm-hmm. What do you think it means to look up?
Misty, do you want to go
first? You want me to take it? Yeah.
Sure.
I think it's exactly what I've been talking about. to look everywhere around you, look in the places where you would never really focus your attention, because that's where the magic lives. Magic's in the shadows. Magic's where the light and the dark come together. That very thin line is where all of the love and the hope and the exciting things actually happen. And if you're not looking for that exciting extra, you're never gonna find it. So whether your magic is up to the side, in the corner, or into the eyes of somebody with whom you've never connected before, look there.
I'm speechless. That's beautiful.
The movie is just gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous start to finish. And it was so, the fact that this is our story, this is the story that we're able to tell, is such a privilege. I mean, Antonio and I have been talking about this. We just met for the first time on Friday, and I feel like I've known him my whole life. And if you look back, and I think that if most people just look backwards and you say, wow, if I hadn't said yes to this experience, I never would have had that experience. And the world of Pupel, when we meet them, is all about the no. It's all about the limits. It's all about being regimented and inside this box. And it takes Bruno and then Lubici to say, but what if it isn't? And then all of a sudden, the world can change because you just asked, what if?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a lesson.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Just ask what if, man. It's such a more exciting world to live in if you're asking it questions instead of just taking what you're handed.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you just said too that the two of you just met a week ago. I mean, we forget about
days
that.
Ago. What was it? 4 days ago.
Yeah. 4 days ago.
Oh, 4 days ago.
Well, I mean, that's remarkable. We forget about that aspect of the film, of these animated films, is that people haven't. I was wondering, like, speaking with each other, with other members of the cast, what was the experience, that the common experience you all had when connecting with this material? What was it that others have said to you, assuming that you've met other people that have been in on the project so far?
Yeah, the only other one I've met is Stephen.
Yep.
Wow.
Bruno. So our little family was all together on the red carpet on Saturday, and that was it. That's yep. the first and only time. But what I think, I'll take this first if you don't mind, Antonio, because no, I know you have some really special things to say. But for me, it was, like I said, experiencing this stuff in real time. I hadn't seen a script before I stepped into the booth. We didn't audition for this job. We were just chosen for it. So how lucky are we to be involved in this all of a sudden, right? But we all had to say yes. And so now we're all in it together. And the fact that all of these people in this pot came together based on the vision of Jamie Simone, our director, and Jeff, our executive, and so many other people who made this decision. This special story was told by a writer in Japan, who was then pulled in with a director in Japan who made this beautiful, colorful, intense, gorgeous story. And then we were all pulled in little parts to tell little bits of it. It's just magnificent. And so I think the one takeaway for me was, wow, we were separate, but all in this together. And we had no idea what it was going to be and how it was going to turn out. We only kind of knew our little part of it because we recorded this in pandemic. And I think Stephen went into studio. Did you go into studio or did you record out of your closet, Antonio?
I went into studio. I went to 4 different studios, actually.
What?
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
I did it right here in this right here. I was in there.
Wow.
So that's like, I was like, it was like an hour and a half and we were done. That was my experience with Lola. Except I got to know all of these characters and I got to meet them and feel them and see them and experience things with them in real time. And it has been an incredible experience. And now that they're human beings, and now that I know my little nuclear family, I am so grateful. All right, Antonio, I said my piece. What did you want to say?
All right. So going off of what you said, that this came from a writer in Japan, we also forget that this came from a picture book.
Yeah.
It went from a picture book to a beloved movie in Japan, and now it's coming to the US, which it's crazy that we get to be a part of this, because if we think about how much it impacted over in Japan, who knows what it's going to do over here, you know? I'm very excited to see what people think about the movie, and judging by the premiere, I think they liked it.
They loved it, yeah.
I really love the message and the story, and there's no other film, at least animated or even like that's, I wouldn't say real because every acting is acting, but on screen there's the word, that's like it. There's so many different aspects to it that I think a bunch of people can connect with it. And again, the friendship one, the father and son one, the having a dream, just everything, the ecological standpoint for it, this everything, you can really connect with it, like a wide audience can. And I think that's really why I like it, because it can bring a lot of people from all over the world, from all different backgrounds, just together.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And it really is amazing. It's just a really wonderful film. I really appreciate the chance to speak with you both about it. And I really do wish you well and wish you the best with this, because it really is a beautiful project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for your time.
You're really lovely, Steve. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot. I appreciate it.
I mean it.